I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I had a chance to speak with Ross Anthony. He's with the UP Sled Dog Association, and preparations are continuing for this weekend's running of the UP 200, the Midnight Run, and Jack Pine 30 sled dog races. We found out what the plan is for Friday night and how you can stay connected all weekend long with Ross Anthony from the UP Sled Dog Association.
Opening ceremonies will start Friday night at 6:30 in downtown Marquette. Obviously, the track will start getting set up Friday morning, basically work all day to get that track set. Obviously you're invited to come out and check it out beforehand if you wanted to come out, and 6:30 the opening ceremonies start, but really people start showing up around 5:30, so the streets will fill up. We'll do an opening ceremony. We've got some dignitaries coming in from Lansing. We'll be speaking, and then we'll get the race started.
And the race gets going at about 7 o'clock, and that they go out in like two minute intervals.
Yep, every 2 minutes, which seems like a lot if you're standing in a room by yourself, but in that environment 2 minutes feels like about 2 seconds, so it'll go off. It is pretty quick, and it's a lot of fun.
But also then a little bit later, there's another start, which is the start of the Midnight Run.
Yep. So after the UP 200 goes off at 7 o'clock every 2 minutes, about 7:30 we'll end up. We'll have a little intermission, probably about an hour. We've got a few exciting things going on this year in that intermission, so I invite everyone to stick around for that for a few minutes, and then the Midnight Run will get started at about 8 o'clock. About 8:30 on Friday night.
Yeah, and at the two-minute intervals, it's about 15 or so mushers per race, so it takes about a half hour for them all to go, and it's not going to be nearly as cold and as it was the last couple of years, so come on down.
I really suggest if you've ever been thinking about coming out, or if you've never been out, or if you're thinking about coming to town, or you have friends that have been thinking to come to town, really, this is, for you or for the spectator, this is probably one of the best years that we'll have in the last 10-15 years in terms of spectator, because it will be warm, it'll be nice, everyone will be in good moods, we won't have to be as bundled up. I think it's going to be a great atmosphere and a great time downtown.
Now, for folks that want to track the race again through the course of the weekend, all of the races, all of the activities, including when it looks like they're going to be finishing these individual races and whatnot, what's the best way to follow that?
UP200.org. You can go to our website. We do have the trackers. Each musher is wearing basically a GPS tracker, and that is a live GPS tracker, and then it is tracked to a website where you can actually see in real time where the mushers are at. So, and then also the live streaming that we'll have available. So if you're not able to get out and enjoy the weather this weekend and view the sled dog race, you're able to do it from home. And, our sponsors obviously have helped us do a lot of this. The IFAN costs money, and the trackers, and, it wouldn't happen without, Eagle Mine, Mining Journal, Enbridge, and Pure Michigan, MEDC. So, the sponsors are huge to this event, and also the volunteers. So, a big thank you goes out to all of them and the volunteers as well.
Before we cut you loose, you also want to mention that the Holiday Inn is the headquarters, and there's things for people to come and check out starting today.
Absolutely. I call it Michigan's greatest tourist trap. It's one of, in terms of tourist stores, you get all those stores throughout Michigan and the tourists stop at them. But the silent auction at our headquarters during race weekend is absolutely amazing. Diane Mankey, one of our board members, puts that together, and businesses from all over the UP, from Marquette to Grand Marais, and then also, even downstate and some national businesses, donate some great items. And if you're looking for some unique gifts or some unique decor for your home, we got it. It would be hard for me to sit here and list everything, but
right.
Hundreds and hundreds of items and things that you just can't find anywhere else. So it's a great opportunity to get out and see what the race is really about. Check out headquarters. Holiday Inn is gracious. They do a great job for us, and it's a great setup.
And it's running through the course of the whole weekend, basically, at the Holiday Inn.
Yep. So it's open today. Even though there's not a whole lot going on, it will be there, and it will be open to bid on items and to view those. And then throughout the weekend, right until Monday morning with the breakfast.
Starting ceremonies downtown Marquette about 6:30 or so Friday night. Come on out. Leave your dog at home. We always talk about that.
Yep.
That these dogs that are down there are athletes that, you might think it's cool to bring your dog. Don't do it. Leave them at home.
Yep.
That's right.
Yep.
And also, one more time, the website, Ross, for people to follow the entire races, everything happening this weekend, and get the latest updates that may be weather-related as well, is what?
Yep, brand new website this year, up200.org. Check it out, and all the updates that you'll need throughout the weekend will be there.
That's the comments of Ross Anthony with the UP Sled Dog Association. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.